Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
What's going on, everyone? You may notice Elvin isn't here today. He got the bug. I don't know what he's doing. Spending too much money. Wife locked him away. So you have me and Justin today. Sorry about that, but we will try to do our best here. Let me bring Justin on.
How are you? Sorry.
I'm not as positive. You mean
bonus mission.
I'm not as positive as Elvin.
Yeah, okay.
Unless, what is it you guys are watching? I don't even know the name of it.
Oh, God.
Acolyte. The
latest show that is Star Wars.
What's going on? How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Thanks for the last minute save.
Yeah, I didn't check my Discord much, and it was a good thing I did today.
Well, you appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you have any jokes? I prefer to use... yours before Elvin sent one in, just in case.
No, I didn't have one prepped. Damn it.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, I kind of.
Okay, go for it.
Nah.
Okay. In Elvin's delirious state, he says, how does Ace Ventura respond to people who don't like coffee? All righty, then. So I'm going to go ahead and boo that.
Yeah, it's not great. And, you know, very topical.
No, God! No, God, please, no!
Damn it, Elvin. He's clearly here in spirit.
He is.
I thought you always had one in the chamber.
I mean, not on the spot like this. Usually I can... I've got one, but it's... It's not really in joke form.
Okay, fine. I did like your PDF file one before.
Yeah.
That still resonates in my head.
Well, yeah, no, this is funny. Okay. So I was driving and there's signs now around Vancouver and the Vancouver area. Let's say are we in June right now?
Yeah.
June is bike month. Right, National Bike Month, and I was just like, "Well, that confirms it, you know." Because what else is in June? What else do we celebrate in June? But yeah, that confirms it. Bikes are gay.
You know what? See, I like those. I like the subtle ones. There you go.
I didn't
tune in just to make sure the joke was being told.
We did it. We made a joke.
That took a lot out of me. Well, let's wrap that up.
All right. See you next week, people. Yeah.
Okay. As for what I watched, what I got. What did I watch? Kaiju number 8.
So oh, yeah.
I'm still watching that anime.
Still going on that.
I still like it.
What I like KJ Smith.
KG, what's going on? I like the fact that I don't know what Rasper was saying.
I think he's still stuck. He's got his keyboard still in Svenska.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Keep it like that.
Yeah. Whenever I don't turn it off after talking to family and stuff, I get a lot of like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, oh, damn it. Okay, switch over back to English.
Must feel. I have family here from the UK, so this might be a speedier episode, but that's okay.
Speed run.
You have stuff to do too. You're used to those. You're good at those.
Yeah. Do the speediest things ever. What'd you get?
What did I get? I was working on this guy still, Cable.
Ooh.
I got another one, so that one counts as me getting something.
White Bishop.
Yeah, basically. I started reading their comic run again. I'm like, so you're both time travelers. And then Bishop had both of his arms, but then he got it ripped off, so he just has a mechanic. I'm like, you're black.
Not even trying, are you?
Yeah, no. The polar opposites.
Yeah.
Except They made the black guy the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I got him. What else did we watch? There was a series. Oh, Lord of the Rings. I kind of passed out, though. You know when you're like you're watching something, but you can hear it, but you're asleep?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was chill. Like, I could envision it in my sleeping brain.
So then you rewatched it, and you're like, whoa, deja vu.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've seen it before, and then Jess is like, let's marathon this. So she put it on.
Oh, shit.
I passed out, but I still...
Wait, like the original trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Extended version or just regular?
Oh, I have no idea. Version? I have freaking no idea.
Yeah, because you'd still be watching if it were extended. Yeah.
It's not. It wasn't the extended one.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, I'm turning this off. You're not even watching. But I... You know when these people are like, you're not paying attention, and then you recite the exact scene. And
yeah.
Oh, it was the extended version.
It was. Oh, wow. Okay, good.
No wonder I passed.
Then you falling asleep. That's acceptable because it's a long trip.
It is a long trip. Oh, I saw Bad Boys. Like it. It's a guilty pleasure.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. Like it's just fun. And it's doing exactly what it needs to be.
They let Martin Lawrence be Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
He always has some sort of odd thing in each movie. Like the first one, he's just his like good cop, bad cop. Like he's the like disgruntled one. Yeah. The last one he refused to wear his glasses. So that was his thing in that movie. And he kept missing shots.
There. Now my sight lines are better.
This one, he has a near-death experience, and he believes he can't die.
So, oh, right, yeah, yeah. So he thinks he's immortal.
He thinks he's an immortal. So I was like, this is going to be funny. Like, as soon as it got to that point in the movie, I'm like, okay, I'm all in now. Because Martin's just going to be just his wacky self.
He's just going to be all unhinged, and Will Smith is going to have to be the straight man.
Yeah, and he always was, so.
Yeah.
What's up, Michael? Are you drinking coffee?
Who knows?
Were you last time? Were you last time on Popcorn Chicken?
No. I was. Yeah, last week, Darth called me up for... He's like, are you drinking a McDonald's pop? And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I went to McDonald's and I got a drink. Is that okay?
Darth's super healthy. I don't know if that's why. I don't know if that's why
you're just jealous. I'm not healthy at all.
No, me either. It's all on the outside. Like if you poke me, my guts will leak out and I just drop dead. So
yeah. So don't poke me.
What about you?
I've been watching still. Who was it? I can't remember his name. He used to be in Funhouse and Rooster Teeth, you know, rest in peace. He put it the best way. He described Grey's Anatomy as One Piece for white bitches. And I'm on season 6. So like I get it.
Yeah.
So I've been watching that. I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter on the Switch.
There's a new one coming out, or is it the new one?
Yeah. That one's going to be technically Monster Hunter 6.
Okay.
The ones on portable devices like the Switch or PSP or the Vita and the... Anyway, are like kind of their experimental thing or installments where they're like, we're going to put these things in, see if people like it. And then if it goes over well, then they put it in a main game. Anyway, we play that a bunch. And what I got, so Nintendo just released this week they have their paid membership thing, and then
they're like their version of PSN and Xbox Live.
Yeah. So with that, you get to play online games, whatever, but you also get a bunch of back catalog stuff of like NES games, SNES games, N64 games, which was new this year, and you have to kind of pay a premium for that, but. This week, they just released N64 mature games.
Oh, it's Conquer and stuff? Or?
It's going to be, but they started with Turok and Perfect Dark.
Okay, those were good games.
Yeah, I've never played the campaign of Perfect Dark. Like, I played the multiplayer a little bit at friend's house, but I never owned it. Played the shit out of Turok.
Yeah.
But with all the other N64 games, I tried playing them, or I played through a bunch of them, and on the regular Switch controller, or any game controller right now, it is such a mind bend to map the controls to a standard modern controller from an N64. Oh. Now Nintendo makes a wireless N64 controller, but of course, because it's Nintendo and it's first party, it's like $90 or $100 or whatever. So with the release of those two games, I found some third party wireless N64 controllers for like half the price, and you get two.
How do they
feel? Don't have any
How do they feel?
They feel really good. Like, honestly, the joysticks, they don't go into the, you know, the little notches.
Yeah.
Where it would be like click, 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 click. It doesn't do that. So right off the bat, you've already improved the N64 controller. But yeah, the buttons feel good. It kind of digs into your skin on parts, which is like, it kind of reminds me of old Mad Catz days.
Oh, yeah. And it makes like, the hollowed like clunk, like.
Yeah, but it doesn't do that. Like they just feel like N64 controllers. I would argue the buttons are an upgrade. So so yeah, tomorrow. Oh, and I also got a little tiny little dock because I was moving all of my Switch stuff over here to then stream games, the Switch games from here, but I got a little tiny dock that can just sit on my desk, so now I can just move the Switch.
I need
over.
One of those. Those are handy.
This was like $20.
Okay.
And it's just got like, actually, I can. It's got a HDMI, USB-C for power, and then USB 3.0 out for whatever. But Amazon, yeah, this was like $20. Amazon, yeah. I thought I was gonna break it because like it shows up in a box like this, and I was like, well, how do you get into here? And then it's like there's a screw here, so that's not moving. Then I open the manual, and it's like, no, just open it. And I was like, I feel like I'm gonna break it. And anyway, so I'll see how that works. I'm probably gonna stream Perfect Dark or Turok tomorrow, but with the N64 controls. They don't have any of the see-through ones, which I was kind of pissed about. They have wired see-through
those ones. Are the ones you always call dibs on.
Those and were the good ones. Yeah,
and then your friends get the like regular one.
Yeah, your friend's older brother gets the cool one.
Yeah.
GoldenEye is on there. I actually played through GoldenEye to get all of the skins and maps unlocked because I was going to bring it to my friend's bachelor party so we could all play GoldenEye. But then, again, with that mindset of, like, you have to remap the controls to a standard controller, I just mopped the floor with them. And it was kind of reminiscent of playing with your, you know, friend's older brother because we played it for, like, 20 minutes, and they're like, I don't want to play anymore.
It's not online, is it? Because I know there's the online service, so you can't. There's no way they did. Okay, that would have been sweet.
Just I think you online. Can play online with your friends, though. Mm. I think that is a thing you can do, but there's no like matchmaking or whatever.
Yeah, that kind of counts, I guess.
Yeah.
No movies. No new shows to recommend?
Well, I watched it's a terrifying miniseries on Netflix.
Is it terrifying? Like, is it a horror? What is this?
It's an emotional thriller.
Okay, I like
and
those.
For lack of a better term, is what's it called? It's like tiny or little animal. What's it? Tiny elephant, tiny deer, something. Hold on, wait.
Oh, you talking about the woman and the man that she has a crush on?
Yeah. That's a very. Baby reindeer. There baby we reindeer. Go. Oh, I got tiny, there.
Tiny elephant. I was like, where are you going with this?
Baby reindeer. It's a mini series about I guess the synopsis is just what a very realistic view on what happens to people who go through horrifically abusive things. And okay. It's a vicious cycle, and it's a tough watch, but it's the type show that at the end of every episode, they do the like, hey, if you know someone who is going through, here's a number to get them to call. And it's very much a PSA, but in a good way and not in a like
in your face Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, it's not like what's the thing that people, it's not like propaganda-esque. It's a very well put together show, and it's based on a true story too. And also the girl in real life is suing the ever loving shit out of Netflix.
I keep seeing like her in interviews and stuff now. I'm like, you just made her popular, I guess.
Well, yeah, and you see her in interviews and she's like, I never sent emails. And then in another email, she's like, well, I only sent a couple hundred emails. And it's just like, oh, so they did their research perfectly? Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah, so I should continue on watching. People are like, you need to be emotionally like ready for it.
Yeah, or have a good something to a palate cleanser afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Because it gets pretty rough.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I think I only watched two episodes so far, so I'll continue on.
The first two episodes are a bit milquetoast. You're like, oh yeah, this is kind of weird. Anyway, what's everyone talking about? And then it doesn't stop.
Sweet.
I'm all in. Yeah.
So let's see what we have here. Oh, I don't know if you guys were saving this for Popcorn Chicken, but since we're on the topic of movies, they revealed Superman suit.
Oh,
in an upright. Yeah. I like it. I don't mind it at all.
Everyone was pretty up in arms because they're like, the shoulders don't fit him, and like it was folding, that's weird.
That's always the case. Like in every superhero movie, we have like the on-set photos where the suit's like hanging off in certain places and doesn't.
Yeah, right.
They fix all that after.
Yeah, I mean sure, it looks like Clark Kent.
Looks the same. Like he looks like this one, the My Adventures of Superman. This, I'm not mad about it. I know people didn't really. The whole like different.
The tones. S looks very,
The S is like the modern version of, all the panel lining. So, we'll see what he could do.
Yeah,
and then they threw in a picture with Mr. Terrific as well.
That's a motorcycle jacket, all right.
Yeah, that's basically what he is, super smart black guy motorcycle jacket. Exactly. No, that's exactly. Look, that's exactly.
What yeah. Okay. You know what? They did great. What's it say? Fair play.
Yeah.
Was that the brand of motorcycle jacket he bought?
That's his brand. He's a billionaire.
Oh, he's an influencer.
Yeah. He knows how to market himself.
Yeah.
So the cast list was stacked. So I'm curious for this new branch of Superman. They've reviewed like Green Lantern, Mr. Terrific, Hawk Girl. Like they're just throwing in superheroes. So I don't know if those are just going to be cameos, which I assume they will be. I hope they are, because I don't want them to oversaturate.
Are they going to just, like put them on the IMDb page for just having like, oh, today in Chicago, Green Lantern blew up a factory.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're like, there you go. There's your credit.
And I'd be okay with that. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It makes the world seem... Yeah, world building.
Yeah.
How much... Oh, by the way, how much was the N64 or the... Because there's different tiers of the online gaming, right? For the Switch.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone's wondering. So Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Those are all
I think the Sega Genesis one is... Part of the hold on, there's two tiers. Well, there's standard and then there's the expansion. And for the expansion, okay, so for just the bog standard Nintendo Online, you get NES. The expansion gives you 64, Game Boy Advance, Sega Genesis, and then a bunch of shit for like Animal Crossing, whatever.
Yeah. All right. You know, when a game comes out that I really want to play, then I'll reactivate it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Zelda games. All the NES stuff, or pretty much everything under the 64 is totally playable on the regular controllers.
Yeah.
But I've been not playing 64 games because it is a mental chore to play it on those controllers. So, and if these ones pan out well, I might get two more, and then we could do like GoldenEye. And they also have a bunch of Mario Party games on the 64.
I'd do that.
And again, also the joysticks pop off and you can replace them because they know that you're going to destroy them with Mario Party and your palms.
They're smarter that time, at least.
Yeah. I don't know what brand it is, but it's the one on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. N46 controller.
It's one of those. Yeah, exactly.
What do we have on the docket here? So, Elvin's missing all the goodies. I was going to pick his brain.
I'll pretend like
we have Goku and Gohan.
Those are perfect photos for it.
I'm going to assume that he is going to pre-order these. Anyone listening, it's San Diego Comic-Con International photos. There's the Tamashii Nations reveals Goku and Gohan. They have also a tease, which looks like lightning and an explosion. I'm assuming that's My Hero Academia.
Yeah, the colors match. Bakugo.
Yeah. So Figma did a line. Revel Tech.
I still can't believe Figma is a name of a company.
Why? Anything's the name of a company.
Because it's like a mixture of Sugma and like. I can't not think of Sugma when I think of Figma. And there's a lot of F's and there's so much wordplay that happens in my brain when I hear that company.
And now it's going to happen to me too.
Yeah.
Oh, back to Goku. So we have figure eights, Son Goku and Son Gohan exclusive edition. Every time they say exclusive edition, they like usually do exclusive? End up. Yeah, they usually end up elsewhere. Like you can track these down. I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, like San Diego Comic-Con attendees get first dibs to pre-order and grab their stuff, so they get bragging rights still. But you know, back in the day where people would line up for 3 hours, buy their thing, come home, and then it's on Target's website,
on eBay, or yeah.
So he does look cool.
It comes with a quarter staff. That's cool.
They're all starting to look the same to me. Like, how many Gokus do you need? They do improvements. They do different engineering. So I'm curious to see how people feel about this one.
I'm not familiar with the last line of the Goku ones, but is it just me or does it look like he's wearing a training bra on the left picture?
It's because they kept posing right. His boobies are out.
Yeah, it's the lighting. It's very accentuated.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I want them in their current forms. Like, I can maybe Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, because that was a like pinnacle moment. Like, I can dig those.
Yeah.
But I don't need like young Goku anymore. I don't need that whole. It's just a slippery slope. I don't want to start.
Yeah.
So adult Gohan, Goku in his like Super Saiyan Blue and Ultra Instinct mode forms, like those are all fine. You don't collect?
Not, no. I mean, I got some stuff, but no, not a hardcore. I'm the peanut gallery. I'm the. Yeah.
You have your pop culture stuff that you do. Like when you do like something, you buy it.
Yeah, like I'll do. Like I've got a bunch of Star Wars and Zelda stuff and Star Wars and Zelda stuff, but not specifically like figures and stuff.
Yeah,
usually larger pieces that I spend 6 months figuring out where the hell to put them.
Do you print your own what are they, not droids, why they keep stormtrooper, like do you buy these and assemble them yourself? Because I know you have stormtrooper like armor and gear.
Yeah, I bought a set of stormtrooper armor right before the pandemic, and I only built it this year. But yeah, I bought it off of eBay this guy who makes it. And then it was like, oh, do you want it fully assembled? And it was like $700 more. And I was like, I could build it myself. And then it took me like 4 years. I was like, shit, I should have spent that extra money. Should have listened to that. But I need to buy a mannequin so I can not have it in three different like Rubbermaid containers strewn across my house right now.
People dump those all the time. You should probably find one.
Yeah, there's a lot of clothing stores that are going out of business downtown, actually. So
yeah, there you go. Problem solved. What do we have here? Trunks. I don't like this version of Trunks. I prefer his Dragon Ball Z look.
Yeah, that looks weird.
They made him leaner. Like, they made all the characters super lean in this show.
Why that is was he just so shiny? He looks like he's covered in goo.
That's the exclusive edition.
Oh,
it's pearl paint to recreate the moment when he's firing the Gallic gun, which is also attached.
Mm. The actually, I'll go. Darth, if you look right in between it is the Master Sword.
Oh, yeah, you're blocking the view.
Yeah. So there's a Master Sword, full metal right there. Yeah. Oh, also that too. So, you know, I collect Zelda tattoos.
Darth, are you a Zelda guy? Figma's doing there. Is it Bandai? Someone's doing a Link Master Sword prop, but I don't see why. It's lit to the game now.
Well, they did just put one out, and all of the advertisements I saw for it was like, it vibrates. And I was like, nobody's going to use it. That's only...
Sold out immediately for
the... Yeah. Every OnlyFans girl is just bought it to... Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see those in all the backgrounds of their videos.
Background, that's gonna be the forefront, that's gonna be the main character.
Then we have Triforce Tat. Oh yeah, so Darth clearly likes Zelda. Darth clearly likes Zelda. Which is your favorite version of Link? Which game?
Oh, probably Twilight Princess, I think.
Okay.
Let me double check that. Or I think, yeah, probably Twilight Princess.
I do like that one a lot.
That one's just like, here's an updated version of the classic Tunic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as close as like Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
I like that look. And then they just modernized it. I'm like, okay, I can dig this. Jiren, who's also pearly shiny. They just look like they lathered up in oil and
yeah. Ready to fight. I mean, they're all jacked as shit, so I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
This is their bodybuilder pose.
This is post fight. Kamen Rider. So,
yo.
What did he say? I've only played N64's Ocarina of Time, but I love Link and the whole franchise.
Haven't played any of the Switch Zeldas? They are arguably like the first one was game of the year of all years. And then the second one, they were like, oh, we just did the same thing. And everyone was like, it'll be okay. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we recreated the entire above world and made an underworld. And then the game came out and everyone was like, why didn't you tell us about this? They're like, oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, okay, sorry.
I like that because in the past, like, don't worry, in 7 years, you're going to be playing the next Zelda game.
Well,
they announced it way too soon.
It was amazing that, like, especially nowadays with like marketing and stuff, they always just like spoil everything and just tell you everything about the game and they let you know. And then Nintendo was just like, whatever, you'll play it. We don't have to have. Advertising. There's a new Zelda that's not coming out a decade later, so everyone's losing their minds already. And then they over-delivered on what everyone was expecting. And it's like, how does this happen in 2023 or whatever? Anyway, Darth, do yourself a favor. Quit your job. Don't tell us to any of your family. Spend 500 hours playing the new two games that just came out on the Switch. It'll be worth it.
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I didn't finish Tears of the Kingdom yet.
No? That's good. I know a few people who also haven't.
It's a lot to the building aspect of it.
Yeah.
Me, I want to just go in there and hack and slash and like fight my way, but you got to like build things for puzzle purposes. And that's not bad. I don't hate it.
I thought I was going to be annoyed by it. And then, well, like on our other channel that no longer we use, but when I was streaming it, I was building mechs. I built like...
Yeah, I was watching you build all those TIE fighters.
I built like TIE fighters and like pod racers. So it's not necessarily mandatory, and it's so intuitive that it just makes sense. So it's not frustrating. You're not have to relearn or learn a whole new skill.
People are praising the physics.
It's surprisingly... It just works. And that's... It's not buggy. It's not broken. And it's like...
People were mocking a Nintendo game. Because people were like, this physics system was an afterthought for this game, and it's better than other games. Like,
well, and also too, like a building mechanic in a game isn't new. And it's like, how did they, for their first time really putting this sort of engine into this series, just nail it? Yeah. It wasn't even like look at all this technology we invented for this. You're like, yeah, you can build shit in it, and it just works. It's like, God damn it, Nintendo.
Just keep doing
nobody can be mad at you about anything ever because they're just like, we put a thing in here and it works. And it's like, that's why people buy the same game year after year, because it just works and it's just good. But anyway.
Now I'm tempted to go play it after. Okay, you motivated me.
God damn it.
So Kamen Rider's pre-orders went up today, should release in November. Tycoon Bujin Sword. I like the look of this guy. I don't know anything about this show. The only reason I have any Kamen Rider figures is purely based on how cool I think they look or how over the top I think they look. This is one I would buy if I saw it. This thing's insane. So,
this is just like Power Rangers mixed with laser ninjas?
Yeah. Yeah, you summed it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does a cool like pose with his belt buckle there to
see. That's how they transform, and it's just always the biggest target. Okay. Like me as a villain, I would shoot that. Like I would
actually, that's a good shout. Probably glows and makes a bunch of cool sounds.
Yes, it's so, begging to be just cut or shot at. But he does look cool. I do have Hopper. I bought him. Because he was cool. He was like $60. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Just
no, they look badass.
We have Ghost in the Snowstorm. Then we have Guyver unit. Also, this one's a parasitic alien type of Power Ranger.
Okay.
So also, you suit up. You fight bad guys. You fight mutants. I read the manga. I like the show. There's a live action movie that's super campy, but I love it too.
Oh,
And it's a westernized movie, so all the like Asian characters are just a white dude now and just Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So what they did is they released Guyver Gigantic.
Wait. So they took all the like suit fight scenes from the Japanese version and then just put white people in the when they're out of the suit?
No, they just cast
it like with Power Rangers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Wait, when did this show come out?
Oh, this is like I was a kid.
Oh, okay. So it's the same this era.
Is old, yeah.
Okay.
It was funny though, because when I saw it on I think it was Superstation at the time. Remember that stupid channel?
Yeah.
47. I thought it was like a Power Rangers type show, and then he cut someone's head off and blood splurts.
And you're like, oh, cool.
This is
awesome.
This isn't Power Rangers at all. So it is very gory. This was the old figure, so I'm excited to get this new one. I hope it holds up. I do have the new Guyver that's on the left there. So another thing for me to purchase.
Sick.
More Zelda.
Hey, speaking of.
So we have Ganon and Zelda here from Tears of the Kingdom. How do you like the look of this one? My favorite one still is Ocarina of Time.
I mean, this is like, yeah, Ocarina of Time is like a special place in my heart. But, I mean, he just was a badass in this one too. Like,
there was so upset because in the previous game, what was he called? Like Calamity Ganon. He was just like his negative energy took form, and he was just kind of like a glowing red. So it wasn't him, but it was him. I was like, okay.
Kind of, yeah. It was, nobody understands and can comprehend Zelda lore, which is, I think, part of the reason why I love Zelda so much, because nobody gives a shit about canon, really, because it's just like, oh, this is, like, the developer, the creator of the game, I think put out a long time ago, like, here's the official timeline. And everyone's like, we don't care. Like, what about this one? Oh, he went in the past and then he died and then came back and now he's here and whatever. And it's just like, all right.
Which is unusual for gaming fans. Like, we don't care about this time. Like, I see people argue about Sonic the Hedgehog timelines. I'm like, Jesus.
I'm like, no, that's before Big the Cat came into play. It's like, who cares?
It just doesn't work. I'm like, first of all, you don't even know how old he is because they won't tell you. So
he doesn't. No, he likes corn dogs, and that's about all you need to know.
But people argue left to right. Darth asked who's making these Figma is. So I do have some previous Figma Zeldas and Links. Skyward Sword and Twilight Princess. I have those two Links.
I remember I bought when I was a kid from Walmart. There was an Ocarina of Time Link with Epona.
Oh, yeah.
I had that, and it was the coolest thing, and I think somebody stole it, and I was devastated because I was like, I spent all my money. It was like $30.
I had the bendy toy Link.
Yeah.
And then I'd pose him, but then, of course, the wires would break, so I'd have to continuously keep buying the same stupid figure because that was the only cool-looking Link at the time.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, I need another $6. Link. So I am excited to get these. I'm just sometimes their quality control is iffy. Doomguy pissed me off. But Link and the other Zelda ones I have had no issues with. So hopefully this is the same. Good Smells also doing Shadow the Hedgehog. You have an Android figure here. What you see is what you get. They all have the like the chibi proportions. So just basic articulation, and then you pop the arms on and off for different poses because they don't have like bendable knees and elbows and stuff.
So they come with corn dogs? Wait, does Shadow come with guns?
Oh.
Because that's his thing, right? I'm like Sonic, but I shoot guns.
I don't like chili dogs. I like bullets.
Yeah.
Despite the fact he's like a walking nuke, if he wanted to be,
he just likes the feel of it. Don't worry, I've got a Colt 45.
He loves the feel of guns in his hands.
Yeah,
just he does look cool.
Steel.
I might buy him just because of how like edgy he is.
Look at him. He's he's like, well, all right, Knuckles isn't edgy enough. How do we make him edgier? Guns.
And make his hair go upwards, and that's a bit. Yeah. Speaking of edgy, you have
Jesus Christ,
Skull Knight from Berserk. He looks cool. I don't have much to say about him. Cloth, good cape, armored up, nice dry brushing, nice details.
Yeah, I was gonna say the paint on it's really good.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Does he have electronic eyes, like glowing eyes, or?
I don't know. Figma doesn't really do that. I think it's light piped, or it's like a metallic.
Oh, like or like, oh, you know what? And I'm surprised more companies don't do this. What's the material that, like fiber optic? Why don't they more people do that? More companies do that for their eyes. I mean, like have a little fiber optic thing that, you know, is hidden kind of in the top of the head, but then goes down to the eyes. So then the eyes seemingly glow. Like for that, it would be perfect. Or like someone like Knight Rider or someone. Or just, I mean, any villain or whatever that has glowing eyes.
I'm trying to determine if they do. Oh, they might glow up. They might glow.
Ooh.
No, the 301 does. That one that one is $400
though. I was gonna say that 30 means you're putting an extra 30s on the end of it.
It does look nice too. Like, I do like this.
That's pretty sick. Honestly, the paint's not as good. I get it. It's a studio photo, it's their promotion photo, so the lighting's gonna be perfect, but
even so, this one looks good.
Yeah.
Let me have Nier Autumn. I never played this. I've seen her around in promotional art and like trailers and YouTube videos, but you have the Max Factory version 1A. And then there's also 2B and A2. I don't know anything about this game. I think it's just different forms and different robots or androids or whatever they want to be called.
Yeah.
Oh, solid
snake. Hell yeah.
So you got the Metal Gear Solid 2 version. They did Metal one Gear. In the past. Metal Gear. No, say it like Richard Gere. I remember in an interview, he's like, is it Metal Gear? No, say it like Richard Gere. And he's like, you're going back and forth. Metal Gear. I never had the old one. I am tempted. Like, if I have the option to buy this, I probably would.
How much are Figma usually run?
Between 70 and 100.
All right.
They do come with accessories and stuff.
Yeah.
The last one I bought was Doomslayer.
Does he come with a pack of cigarettes?
Oh, probably, actually. He probably does.
Good.
Doomslayer was kind of crappy. So yeah. I'm gonna wait for reviews for this.
Speaking I'm so Doomslayer, happy that Metal Gear is back in like the public.
Metal Gear will never die.
No, hell no. That's another game that has ridiculous lore that people kind of care, but
they're more into like beating the game without killing anyone and unplugging the controller midway to do this special thing. Yeah.
But like, you have to have the lore explained to you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that game.
Someone who's way more autistic than I am. Yeah. And most people are just like, it's old Snake. No, it's a clone. Dead. He's his grandpa. What? I don't care. Whatever. And that's kind of the general consensus.
Big boss is his name? Who? What? What? What's a big boss?
Wait, is that soft goods on his knees? Oh.
No, I think it's an over.
Oh, I see.
Overlay hinge underneath it.
That's well hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen this show, Delicious in Dungeon.
Nope.
I think it might be on Netflix or Crunchyroll. I see the ad, like the thumbnail for it, but I've never clicked on it. Maybe I'll give it a try.
That looks like a wizard, all right.
And then X-Ride Small Dinosaur. Again, no idea what this is. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that's a bikini model on a velociraptor. All right,
it's doing its job.
Yeah,
would I buy that? Yes.
Does a velociraptor come with it?
Yes.
All right, I think sold.
I went to their website to see like what details they showed. It just shows the two of them together. So it'd either be a 2-pack or you'd have to purchase that separately.
Why isn't the Velociraptor wearing a bikini?
That's an accessory pack that you purchased.
Got it. Okay.
Dr. Fate. So the Mayfex version, soft good cape. Did you see Black Adam? Did you
have that was Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the casting choice. I like him. I like the suit. The helmet is kind of... I don't like how the helmet is not symmetrical.
Yeah. Like
it looks old and... But again, it's a mystical helm, so they can do whatever they want. I'm just used to it looking pristine.
With eye holes.
Yeah. But he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah. And that goddamn looks like old Pierce Brosnan for sure.
Yeah. Oh, those gorgeous blue eyes.
Yeah, those steely blue eyes.
His cheekbones.
And he's got an ong or onk on his head.
I feel like the accessories are lacking. Because most magic user action figures come with like electric bolts and mystic hands and
a bunch of could have thrown in some. I know that they've got them just lying around. You can the ones that wrap around the hands or whatever.
Yeah, like these look kind of weird to me. They look like, you know, those plastic ice cubes.
Yeah.
So I'm not into those at all. We do have the integrated suit Spider-Man. That does look like Tom Holland. I do like the paint applications here. The gold's nice. I wasn't a fan of the suit at all in the movie. Like, it was just too busy. Like, yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm. This is the Stark one?
Like, yeah, half and half.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have...
How long ago did this movie come out?
I'm gonna look up the year and it's gonna make 2021. Holy smokes,
man. Okay. Mayfix. You okay?
Yeah, what are you cashing in on, man?
Yeah.
And then here's all these web accessories. As usual, you have different length webs.
Does he come with a Velociraptor?
I wish he did.
Oh.
T-Pack with the lizard.
Yo, in the multiverse or in the Spider-Verse, is there a spider raptor?
There's a T-Rex.
Okay. Well, make it happen, Mayfix.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a T-Rex. They could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So 5K Toys put up their Ridge Toys Bebop. You get different torsos to swap to their like feudal Japan looks.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do, because they can't market him as Bebop. Like, they legally cannot. So they just made, like, feudal boar. Anyways, here's the same figure with a vest and some grenades and some jeans, just in case. Just in case you want to do that. I think he looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm curious how well he scales with the Mezco ones, but we'll see. I'm probably going to get these ones.
That looks ridiculously like real skin. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, I can smell it.
Yeah. It's almost like a sweat sheen on it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And then these are shipping out this summer. It's a third-party Darksiders. So this is Death from Darksiders. I don't remember if I pre-ordered it. If I didn't, I'm just going to try to track run down because I think this looks fantastic.
It does. Like the game Darksiders?
Yeah.
Is there a new one coming out?
No. Okay. They just randomly chose to make Death. I hope they do the other four horsemen as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sick game. That was on like the Xbox 360, wasn't it?
Darksiders was, and PS3.
Yeah.
Like the first one. Darksiders 3 came out in...
It was like 2018 or...
Yeah, you're right, November. And then there was an overhead, like, diagonal top-down view.
Yeah.
For Strife, my favorite one. They made his, like... I was like, oh, God. I wanted to play, like, a beat-em-up with Strife, like, with his pistol, his revolvers, and...
Yeah.
So I hope they make another game. Darksiders Genesis. That came out a year after. Oh, I thought it was recent, too. Man. But despite what I'm saying about Darksiders Genesis, it did get a 9 out of 10 on stream. So it is a good game still.
Yeah, it was fun as balls. I remember that.
So this came out of nowhere. So Super 7, love-hate relationship with them. I like the fact they do obscure like licenses, except they lost The Simpsons. They did Silverhawks. They do Transformers. They kind of get the license to something, and I don't want to say they half-ass it. I think
it's probably a timed license, so they're like, we can only develop this for 6 months and then put out whatever's done.
There were some quality control issues previously with their other lines, like their Power Rangers and stuff. They're turtles. I have the four brothers from the previous, like the 90s.
Yeah.
And those are fine. Like, I like them. So this is from the 2003 show. They updated the articulation. You have Donatello, Leonardo, Raphael, and Michelangelo here. I think they look the way they should in the show.
Yeah, they look exactly like the animation style.
Yeah.
It's almost like cel shaded.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, it's nice and clean. Like, it's a nice crisp. Mm-hmm. So I'm tempted, but how many turtle figures do I need?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After a while, you just start having I don't know. And then will I regret it if I miss out on them? I'm still happy with my Mezco ones. Those are my like default turtles on my shelf here. So
how many spinning nunchuck accessories do you have?
Oh, man.
Those look pretty good.
I have at least three.
Okay, well then never mind.
What they are lacking in are accessories. So you just get alternate hands, alternate head, and their weapons, and then the communicators. Mikey gets his spinning nunchucks. But you see the old ones here. You have your colored weapons, and then they gave you the orange ones to mimic the 80s toys, because that's how they came in the 80s with the cutout board. And then an alternate head that looks like the classic toy, and then the new heads that are modernized.
And they come with pizza.
Pizzas. And then if you get all of them, you can put all your pizzas in this open pizza box here. Like this came loaded with accessories. So when you look at these, and then you go back to like these.
Yeah. I like how their bath is a pizza box.
Basically. NECA revealed these classic ones. So this was the original concept art for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle before they fleshed it out.
They did it look good.
Yeah, they did the two versions of Michelangelo or the unnamed turtles.
Well, if they got one thing going for them, it's going to be impossible to make them fall over with those feet.
Yeah, there's the one on the big boy. Does his legs even bend? So if you are a big turtle fan, I assume you will be getting these for your shelves. I don't know if Elvin is. I'm a fan, but I have my limits.
Like, they all have nunchucks?
Because they only made one turtle at the time.
Drawn on
a napkin. Like, this was just like a concept. Like, all right, let's do some weird. He drew it to make his friend laugh. And then it ended up making them millions.
Oops.
Yeah. Accidentally fell into a millionaire.
I inspired a generation on a meme.
So they did include all of the turtles' weapons. I don't know if it has the katanas, actually. No, just see those. The size, the bow staff, and Michelangelo's nunchucks. Oh, nope, there's katanas. There's katanas. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So, in theory, you could buy two packs and have all four. And I'm guessing that's what they want you to do. Otherwise, two is good enough. Then you have I'm thinking last run. You have the IDW comics, Dark Leonardo, from when he was Shredder's Chunin by the Loyal Subjects. Sick. I have some of their old figures. I like the way this dude looks.
Yeah.
Like in the past, like, okay, I'm not buying any more Loyal Subjects turtles because I have these Mezco ones. And then they did him. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm back.
Okay, one more.
There we go. So this is just a rendering just so you can see what his suit looks like. If it looks anything like that or close to it, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
Based on what I can see in the box, it does look similar.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm getting another Leonardo. I forgot his name, Captain Impressive. Yeah, Captain Impressive from Dinosaurs. This goes on pre-sale June 26th to the 28th on the NECA store.
Yo, you remember Burger King? The toys that they had, you would like push. It was like an air pump. It was like this little thing with like this plastic tube, and it would make them move. You would like it would move their arms, and you would like pump air through this tube, and then it would like
I remember. I think it was Burger King. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I see the McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Okay. But you are right.
Those were like every kid's toy box in the 90s. It had at least three of them. Hell yeah.
All these tubes just laying
around. Oh, this is nightmare fuel.
These glass dead eyes. And then the baby was like the size of them all still.
Yeah. Oh, not man. To scale, but you know.
Close enough. So yeah, this dude looks sick. Mm-hmm. If you, this is a niche market, I guess. But if you're,
yeah, I'm actually no. I mean,
it's a generational market.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I'm curious if I put this on for like my niece or something. What is this? Or would she care? Like,
no, it's just for the people who have ever owned an ALF VHS. They'll probably get this.
Yeah. If they do the whole family suite, I'll wait. But and then you have, so Earl has had three separate figures now. You have him in his normal attire.
Was he voiced by John Goodman? Hold on.
No. Who was the voice? It was Stuart Pankin.
Who the hell is Stuart Pankin?
You know him. When you see his face, you'll know him.
Oh, right. That guy. Okay. I think John Goodman should have voiced him.
If they did a live action movie, he could have played him.
Yeah.
He's a good Fred Flintstone, though, so I'm glad he did
something. Actually, yeah, that's a good shout. A little too much cross pollination.
Yeah. So, yeah, he looks like he's supposed to. The detail's always impressive with NECA stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always fantastic. So, I hope they keep doing these random ass, like ALF.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot, for whatever random reason they got the license to that. Dinosaurs, gargoyles.
They just have like an intern being like, all right, whose license is under $500?
Yeah.
Buy it, whatever.
Basically. We have Master of the Universe, Stranger Things. Here's another property that just Stranger Things has crossed with. Yeah, it's Netflix Stranger Things.
Okay.
They've had a crossover with Ninja Turtles.
I mean, I guess they're just, yeah, going after 80s.
They're going over
nostalgia everything. Kind of, yeah. Things, yeah.
Well,
you know what they're probably going to do next is Metallica, now that Metallica is in bloody Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
And Strange Things, the whole Metallica thing. But still, one of the best scenes in cinema history.
Fortnite is just
baffling to me.
Yeah, it's baffling to me too.
Yeah.
We have Turtles of Grayskull, Bop Steady. So too bad, but it's Bebop and Rocksteady.
That's so fun.
Coming October 6th, 2024.
That reminds me of Sid from Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of turned into him when I try to like do my customs. It's just there's just a bunch of body parts laying on the table. And because I have people here, like I had to like scoop them into a bin because I didn't want to be asked questions. And here's the real too bad. So what they did here is Tuvar and Badra, they give you a two pack. They have them in separate bodies, but the limbs pop on and off, so you can mix and match if you want to. Or cool. There's also the torso here in case you want to make them the too bad you know and love.
Go back an image. Oh, wait, I can do that. That is the emptiest ass box I've ever seen.
Yeah, they should have added more, especially because the picture is behind him anyway.
So yeah.
They didn't really need.
But did they just, oh, these are the boxes that we could get? Like, at least put the cardboard in their title. On the top there. Like make the font for their names bigger and put that above their heads.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, a lot of people are gonna be happy.
Yeah.
We have the Big Bad Toy Store exclusive Action Forces. So you have Night Ops, Senshi, Action Force is very popular in the Joe community. I think Joe Fest is going on right now, and they're showing off stuff. Elvin will be back next week, maybe. I don't know. Or he might be taking a break. I forget I'd save that for him, since that's his realm.
Next week is July 1st.
We have a holiday.
Yeah.
That's right. Elvin can make some social media posts. I did add a little bit of this stuff revealed. So, Fresh Monkey Fiction, he is on the display model behavior. He posts a lot. I don't know if he wants his name out there, but I assume since he's on social media, he doesn't care. So they did some reveals and they took some pictures of the panels. If he didn't take pictures, he did post them. So I want to give credit to the sources. I don't know where this one originally came from, but if anyone watched Cops, they did, they're doing this Cops and Crooks. You have bulletproof here, 1/12 scale. So there's over 25 points of articulation. You have interchangeable head sculpts, this gun, briefcase, handcuffs, and then the soft good trench coat. So if anyone had the classic toy, this might jog your memory. I never really watched this show. I do remember it. I might give it a chance, but things are so dated now. I just might be like, what the hell is going on here?
This is not registering
in my
head at all.
I remember bits and pieces of it. They're basically G.I. Joes, but cops.
Okay.
That's basically it. Instead of soldiers, they're cops.
Cops and crooks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember the show at all.
So there's probably going to be a line of these. And here's the classic toys.
Oh, okay.
So they just redid the classic toys, but better. And that's why I want them to keep doing that, because that's
what they did. In fact, do that.
Yeah, Mecha did it with Gargoyles. Biker Mice is doing that.
Hell yeah!
Street Sharks, for whatever reason, which I'm totally into. I'm totally into that. Then we have Captain Eagle, Blockade, the SWAT Commander, more Eagle Force. This time, Big Bad Toy Store.
Yo, why has nobody done a Max Steel remake?
They've done like five, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, it's at the point where he himself... Wait,
is he still just like being really... It's still a thing?
Yeah, he had a live-action bad Netflix movie. Oh. Bro, he went from a super spy. He used to be like James Bond.
Yeah.
And all the nanites did was turn his hair from like brunette to blonde.
Right.
Going turbo. But now...
Oh, God.
Then they did this. And then they did this. They just slowly like turned him into a Power Ranger.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah, you don't
know. I remember buying those as a kid. And okay, there's a cyber ape. Cool.
Yeah, so the nanites, I guess, mutated a bunch of things. So you have stuff like that.
I'm sorry I asked. Yeah.
But yeah, this is the one I remember.
Yeah.
He's just like a spy. He's like James Bond.
Yeah. He's had guns and gadgets.
If you're lucky,
that's Jack Surfer Bro.
Yeah. You don't know what's in store with him.
No. He could be. I do like how every figure was just like, well, now he's got a mission in Fiji. So he's got a surfer uniform on. He was skiing with his family in the Alps, and now he has to fight crime. So his snowboard has a gun, and you're like 10, and you're like, yeah, that's cool.
What's going on? Like, literally all of these could be some sort of tropical themed.
Yeah. I have the one on the left.
This one? This
scuba. Yeah. Note. And his flippers change color when you got them wet.
Oh, to intimidate his enemies.
Yep. Now I'm kind of more blue.
Then more Soldiers of Fortune. You have the spy and the agent. So Nick Fury and Samuel Jackson without this Nick Fury eye patch, basically.
Wait, what is additional spy portrait? So wait, you can race swap them?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Hey, why not? You know what? Why not?
Why doesn't the black guy have an eye patch? Oh, because Nick Fury? They own the copyright on Black Guy with Eye Patch.
I guess so. I mean, I could say a lot of things and I won't. And then they're roughly $29.99, so decent prices. Lots of accessories, katana, different guns, holsters.
Magazines that come out.
Yeah, I love that. That's what I like.
I'm still baffled. Like, I still have a bunch of, actually, Elfin's G.I. Joe figures here at my house.
Did you just randomly take them?
Well, I took them to do a bunch of videos for them, and then I did them and haven't brought them back. And they're attention to detail for the guns is just like, I'm just constantly like, man, I wish I was 10 years old so I could be more excited about this.
Yeah,
like I would have loved, like, because the G.I. Joes when I was a kid, like, they were cool, but like now I'm just like, man, I'm so happy for people who love this stuff because these are so cool.
I'm more into like the guns though. I put this toy aside.
Do they put out just like gun packs? I know other company, like third party companies do, but does G.I. Joe do that?
They come loaded with guns. Action Force does.
Mm.
So like this brand, which is basically G.I. Joe's.
Yeah.
Because they even did their own Sergeant Slaughter. So I think I'm actually surprised Hasbro hasn't done this yet.
Yeah.
I know McFarlane has done it or is currently doing it because his DC characters, DC doesn't want their toys to come with guns anymore.
Yeah.
And he has a license for DC. So he's like, oh, okay, I respect your decision. He's like, anyways, introducing the new McFarlane gun pack, which conveniently scales in with these DC. Like, he just basically did that. So
circumventing, essentially doing the same thing that they did with drones, where it's like, oh, you have to have a license if they're 50 grams or more, and then DJI was just like, cool, we'll make all our drones 49 grams.
Yeah. So I'm excited for people who are super into G.I. Joes and...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They did reveal also... I think Alvin was talking about Sergeant Slaughter again. The Mad Marauders Sergeant Slaughter.
Sick.
It comes with this. Hey, That's awesome.
So cool.
That's awesome. I like that.
Oh,
I kind of want him now.
This is just, oh my God, like the best promotional photos ever. And like, this is the difference between companies that have to pay for the license versus companies that own the license.
Yeah.
They just have so much more freedom to do cool shit with it.
Like, their Marvel stuff will never.
No, ever, ever. Because they're gonna pay Disney an arm and a leg for it, and now they can just put the arm and the leg in the accessories.
But this is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
And then they also had
how do you type with boxing gloves on your hands?
Low Light and Spirit Iron Knife to Neo.
Cool.
$54.99. I believe anyone in Canada, it's just a flat rate shipping of $6. So it's not like a $30 duty fee anymore. Like, in the past, that's what kept me from buying from Hasbro directly, their shipping prices. But now they just have a flat rate one.
But also, too, the gun models, they're not just like, here's, you know, the wish.com version of this sniper rifle. Like, they actually model it after the real thing, too.
So what Hasbro is doing with their with the Marvel, well, they've done this for a long time now. They just model them after the Nerf guns. So this is a Nerf gun.
Oh.
And it looks stupid as hell. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But they own the license for Nerf.
Yeah. So they could just keep re-releasing the same Nerf gun. And then whatever this thing is. I think it's their double barrel Nerf pistol.
Yep.
So that's what they did.
Well, and they're just using the same STI files, just scaling them down and printing them, and making molds out of them. Yeah. That's actually kind of smart.
And then what else did we get here? I believe there is one. Oh, no, it's just those two that Elvin wanted. 99.99. Just looking at some old stuff. They do sweet vehicles as well.
Oh, yeah. Those, like, all my rich friends had the cool tanks and stuff and the jets, and they've never not done the coolest vehicles.
Those are the best. I loved their helicopters.
Hell yeah.
They were just so fun to, they always had the, like, spinning trigger type, where you pull the trigger, the
same kind of mechanism on the old dinosaur toys.
Yeah. Elvin sent me something. Let's see what Elvin sent. He's working from behind the scenes. So he sent movie buckets are now part of the movie going experience. This is true, actually. Honestly, this is true. The Wolverine one's genius. I love Ryan Reynolds. That's like I hate him. Like, what do you hate about Ryan Reynolds? Like, what don't you like about him? And they never really, they just say he's a bad actor. I can't dispute that. That's their opinion. But I think he's a genuinely hilarious person. Good sense of humor. He just has fun with life. He appreciates what he has. And he's just a good old Canadian boy.
Yeah.
Some of these are funny. The Dune one is ridiculous.
Like, I don't know how could you not know that? Yep.
I haven't gotten a popcorn bucket in a while because for the longest time, our theaters didn't really do these. It was like AMC. And do our Silver Cities do decent popcorn buckets?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really favor one company over another as far as the movie theaters here. It's usually just like,
you go kind
of
where
spur
you
of the
go.
Moment, whichever I'm near. But I cannot remember the last time I've seen a promotional popcorn buckets, like other than just like printed cardboard bucket, sort of thing.
This is but one of those things where,
since Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, we can definitely foresee that we're going to have the Wolverine one here in Canada at every theater, probably. But if we don't, that's sad.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I would buy that Wolverine one. See, here's the thing. I'd buy it, and then I'd think it's hilarious for a week, and then I would never acknowledge it.
I would turn like that into a light switch, so it's just on my wall and I have to shove my hand into his mouth to flip off a switch.
I mean, yeah, when you get creative like that, then sure.
Or like put lights in it or something, I don't know.
Will I buy this? Probably. It's like when I bought the D's Nuts 2020 hat. I thought it was the best thing in the world, and I wore it for like 2 days.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of shirts like that where it's like, this is cool. And then a week goes by and I'm like, all right, I laughed at it.
It's basically my entire wardrobe. So I've donated all of those and I have like 3 t-shirts left.
Dude, my entire wardrobe is, well, because my drummer from my last band, he has a t-shirt printing company and he makes shirts for all the bands around here. And he's super particular, so whenever we would go to jam, he would just be like, here's 10 shirts that I kind of misprinted. And I'd look at them and I was like, what is wrong with this? He's like, oh, if you see up here, there's like a millimeter of color bleed and I can't give it to them. So here. So like most of my wardrobe is like bands, local Vancouver bands that I've never heard of.
And then, I want like one day I just picture you wearing it and someone's like, nice shirt. Like, thanks. And it's the band member.
Well, like, I know them because either I've played shows with them or have filmed them or whatever, or know someone, because there's only like 40 people in the Vancouver music scene and they're all in 10 different bands.
All just rotating.
Yeah. But.
Ooh, I was looking at also, I'm going to wrap this up soon. This was, like I said, a Speed Bits episode.
Speed run.
Share screen. So I was checking this guy's Instagram. He's a digital sculptor for a few toy companies. I think he's where he's commission based.
So his name's
Brandon.gash as his Instagram handle. I first noticed him because he was designing a classic. Like, I've had these toys as a kid, and it's the like superhero mutated Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
And this was like a passion project he was doing. So I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. Like, he designed it and printed it because he he didn't have the collection anymore. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna make my own.
I can just make it.
Yeah. All these removable pieces, the accessories, the detailed head sculpt.
Yo.
Like, this
so he's doing the electrolysis 3D printing. I can't remember what it's actually called, but it's not like the inkjet printer version.
No, not the filament. It's like the resiny, but the super resin. Good articulation here. He scales with Mecha if you need him to. And then I think there was anyone listening, it's the Jim Lee version of the Turtles. So here's Donatello.
Sick.
Michelangelo. Like, he started just going all out. And then Leonardo was never made, so he made this one. Like, he's designing it. Like, the line got canceled before they finished it.
Canceled or cease and desisted?
Well, no, they had the rights. They had the rights.
Oh, okay, okay.
Playmates had the rights for a lot of stuff back in the day.
Oh, no, I thought you were saying, like,
him? No, he's making him because the official one never got, like, released.
Oh, okay, okay.
So this is a passion project. I wish I could just do that. Like, you know what? I'm going to recreate Street Sharks in my bedroom.
you can.
I mean, yeah, I have to learn it. We have the technology.
We have two printers. Actually, two resin printers.
I need to learn the 3D sculpting AutoCAD of it.
Yeah.
I have Nomad Sculpt on my iPad.
Oh, I was going to say, there's a lot of LiDAR stuff. Do you have an iPhone? Well, you got an iPad. So
iPad,
I'm probably describing the thing that you just said, and I don't remember the name of it.
Nomad Sculpt. Like, they're all basically the same after a while. Like, there's like Maya. I remember when 3D Studio.
No, there's a you can do it with a an iPhone. I don't know if they have an iOS version of it, but anyway, it's a program that essentially you can create a 3D sculpt of something just with your camera.
Oh, and
you just like Corridor Crew or Corridor Digital, if you're familiar with them, they kind of showed it off a bunch. It's just like you can take a figure, an existing figure, make a 3D scan of it, and then like just with your phone, and then you've got the base right there, and then you could, which would make doing like modifications or special things like that a lot easier. I need
to look into that because it was always the measurement aspect of it. Because I see people like 3D printing like head sculpts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I have to sculpt this and then size it and then do like 300 prints just to test it out, just to get it close?
No, it's real world measurements in it. It's not like a percentage base where it's like, okay, this is too bit small, I need it 10% bigger. Like,
yeah.
In a lot of the programs, you can be like, I need this to be a millimeter. And it's like, all right, done.
Yeah.
So you can put real world measurement scaling in it.
I remember like back when I was in school, like you had to, it was poly based. So you had to do square by square by square, like, or you'd start with this cube and then add segments and then like shape it. But now you just get like, it's like Play-Doh. You just move things around and draw into it.
Yeah. And hell, you could probably just ask ChatGPT to be like, yo,
make this Marvel Legends size, please.
Yeah.
Oh, the career ender.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take a programming course or something related to AI.
Nah, it'll take over everyone's job.
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
Yep.
But yeah, I was just showing him off. He stood out. I appreciate his work.
Hell yeah.
You may see some of his design. Yeah, here's the show I was talking about. Cowboys and Moon
Mesa. Oh, yeah. Wait, he did those?
I believe he, yeah, he sculpted these.
Cool. Those were really cool.
Yeah. So he must have like the license.
Yo, Biggie.
Was it a vinyl? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Sick. Yeah, he seems to do like a lot of different work for a bunch of different companies.
Yeah, because I've seen it's when you see the artist's work, but you never see their face. And
yeah,
you have to, you don't really have to dig, but you have to look to see who's designing all of these things.
Yeah,
because Hasbro will just sometimes mention the team at Hasbro or blah blah blah.
Yeah, it'll be faceless.
If you commission someone, they sometimes mention it, but. So it's cool.
But usually only if they're like a big name.
Yeah. And I feel like he should be a big name. Like, look at all this stuff he's doing.
Yeah. Like doing Conan, doing Spawn, G.I. Joe.
He looks like he's living the life he deserves. Oh, yeah. And that's what I want for people in the art industry.
Yeah.
Just the recognition. And like, I'm surprised he's not in the like 400,000s because I've seen, I don't want to say worse because that's mean, but I've seen.
Less
people do less with more followers. Like I've seen people with 10 posts on their page. I'm like, did you buy all these people? Like, why do you have so many followers? I don't understand. And it's not like I don't care about the following aspect. I'm just like, what's the difference between someone like him versus another person who doesn't have to try and is just strictly because of their name?
Yeah.
But just shout out to Brandon here. Never met him. What is this? I think he has a folder of stuff you could purchase for 3D prints on CGT or CG Trader. Sorry. So if anyone wants to go download his stuff,
yo, you can get a 3D model of Biggie Smalls with the crown.
The crown, $25.
25 bones.
Sweet.
Holy crap.
I could go down like a rabbit hole of just browsing people's 3D art.
Yo, we got sexy Venom.
Yeah.
Just $5.
Just in case, it's not a bad deal, right?
Yeah, it's a good deal.
What time are we at here? We're pretty. I've pretty much shown everything we have to see today. Talked about what we watched, what we got. You're not really a toy guy, so you didn't really have any toys. So that's okay. I appreciate you listening to me blab on about toys today.
Yeah.
What are we at? An hour and a half.
Yeah. It was a fun little speed run.
Yeah. What did Rasper say? Which came first, this or Blind Hunier? Translate.
Hunier, dog. I don't know. I got nothing.
Leave your keyboard on that setting, please. I love it.
Oh, Junior? No, I don't know. Nope, I got nothing.
You can explain it to us in the DM.
Yeah,
all right, maybe. Justin, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
And anyone listening, thank you for tuning in wherever you're in the world. Have yourself a good, what does he say? What is this Truman Show quote? Is that what he's just been quoting this whole time?
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon,
good morning, good afternoon, good night. And if I don't see you tomorrow or later,
freaking Elvin. All right, guys, have a good one.
Bye, Internet.